What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. Another week, another episode. You already know what's up. We are your hosts, Alyssa.
Also known as...
What? Oh my gosh, yes. So we are here today in our... It's a part two from our... If you listened to last week's episode, we picked each other costumes. And so now we are back again. My name's Alyssa. And I am Julie from Julie and the Phantoms. What's up? Hi, everyone. We're Julie and the Phantoms. Tell your friends.
And I'm LBE, aka Jessica Long, girl version of Jake Long in American Dragon show. Look it up if you don't know. She need Damian Ball.
What did you even say?
Something.
Eat something your bread.
Eat your bread. Yeah.
I thought that was
Do Young Xing Jung Yumbi. Something like that.
Oh, wait.
No, she said bao, and I know bao is
bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, she's baby on bao, eat your bread. I should look up get your bread.
And then leave.
And then buya shi zhao ying bi, don't look for coins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You should learn, get that hit, get that bread.
then leave.
Peace out. Yes. Okay. I'm going to do that. Next episode.
I'm Brandy, aka a space cowgirl.
She said yeehaw. I am Sarah, also known as Miss Trixie Tang. Call me pretty, little Fairly Odd Parents moment.
She said, call me pretty. Smart. Tell me I'm pretty.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Yes, roll the intro music. I did. November, everyone. Well, it's not November yet when we're recording it, but when it airs, it's November 2nd. What's up? Hi, November. Also, happy belated birthday to my grandma. You're amazing. I love you so much.
Happy birthday, grandma.
Love you so much. I know you're listening because I help you press play every single time because you don't know where to find it. Also, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's now November.
Excuse me, miss. There's another important holiday before Christmas.
I'm just joking. And happy birth month to Miss Brandy over here.
Don't remind me.
It's all right. It's okay. We are so close to 2021. It's crazy. Two more months. But let's get through November and December. And most importantly... Brandy's birthday.
Oh. Absolutely.
So if you celebrate. If y'all want to send me gifts, I'll accept. Nah, just kidding.
She'll accept your Venmos though. Don't play with her.
Yes.
Don't play with her.
Drop your Venmo.
Cash app. Oh, it's just my name and Brandy VP.
There we go.
Brandy BR.
Send her some money. Send her some bread so she could leave.
Literally, oh my gosh.
How was everyone's week? What's going on?
Oh my god.
Episode of Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up.
Ooh, yes.
Hey, here we go.
I should be in this episode low-key.
Low-key, yes. Gamer wifey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There she is. On this episode of Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up, we made cupcakes. We made whipped cream from scratch. We made chocolate-covered strawberries to top these cupcakes in a cupcake holder. We got a helium tank. We brought multiple Amazon decorations. We decorated the living room for their sister-in-law.
Don't put me in this. It's too much pressure. I don't want to be in Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up. Yeah.
You'll be in it next season.
We took the sister-in-law shopping to prepare for the weekend.
Wow. Excuse me.
You know,
you made a video compilation for her.
We made video compilations of family across the world, across the globe. So in conclusion, wife me up. That was my week.
Very successful.
Aside from schoolwork, but,
Yes, wait, let's talk about your schoolwork because you just finished a big project. I know that you've been working on it for months?
Yes.
Yeah. Just wipes the sweat off her forehead.
This project, real quick. Me and my group are the only elementary education people in our cohort. So we all work in one big group. Six of us? Yeah. with an elementary school in Pearl City, we had to make or help the school get Hawaiiana curriculum online because they were lacking that since COVID. So we spent the last like 3 months, I guess, taking all their pieces of Hawaiiana curriculum that existed already and putting it into online platforms using like a bunch of different types of platforms like Jamboard from Google and iMovie and Flipgrid and all kinds of things, and put it onto one big Google site that the school can use for as long as they'd like to.
Wow, y'all are amazing.
So it's very,
I don't even know some of those applications you were saying.
I only learned about them when I got into grad school. We use Jamboard a lot.
Yeah. The future teachers of Hawaii.
Yeah, really.
Hello.
Or New Zealand. We're not gonna limit her.
Or New Zealand. I forgot.
We're not gonna limit her.
Worldwide.
A little BTR moment.
How was your week, everyone else?
My week was filled with sewing scrunchies.
Yes.
Like endless. Oh, we did the math. So my mom's birthday was on October 22nd. And she's turning 55, and like that's kind of a big number because that's when you can get senior discount and like coffee from McDonald's. You know?
Absolutely.
So
I use my mother.
Yeah.
I use my mother.
So
yeah. I make her go to the thrift store with me, and I'd be like, she's over 55. You get that senior discount.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
So besides teasing my mom about being old now, or I wanted to like do something to give her like a present just because she's so hard to shop for and like to buy things for because she's not really a material person. So I ended up hosting a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness because October is breast cancer awareness month. And she had breast cancer when I was in high school. And this year she's celebrating 6 years in remission. So I don't know. Big birthday, big like celebration. The month. So I just wanted to celebrate all that. So I hosted a scrunchy fundraiser where I donated 55% of all of the proceeds to a breast cancer foundation, the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And yeah, so I think I had over 50 orders from people, and I had to make over 200 scrunchies, which is kind of a lot. Like one person ordered 50 themselves, and so did I. Just delivered the last one today, actually. Oh my gosh, if y'all can see them, they're literally wearing, because they also ordered scrunchies, so they're wearing the scrunchies right now. Cute.
We do be wearing them though.
Yay.
I really did. Whenever Brandy sends us scrunchies, I'm like, oh my god, which one's gonna match my outfit? but also you do use them, so it's not like they're just like on my wrist for decoration.
I'm stoked, and I love Palaka, and you know this, so
yeah.
Future hints: I'm thinking of starting a small business.
Yay!
You
should. Yes, for sure. You should. I will help you.
And now is the time for small businesses.
Like, right?
I literally run a small business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Charcuterie.
Yes, I do everything.
So I made an Instagram. This is awesome. I don't know. You can put it on the record, but nothing's posted yet. But I came up with the name of my small business, and it's called Love Pua because we love Pua, my dog. And I don't know, because I'm thinking of making like other things besides scrunchies, you know, like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like bags, like little coin purses, or even like bucket hats. Hint, hint.
Oh my God,
or
hint. You know, I'd be trying to get it. I'd be trying to get an Oppa bucket hat. Low key, bro.
Oh my God.
I'll make it for you because you're a friend.
Can that be a collection? The Oppa collection?
Andy,
or the
you need to start Airbender.
I was thinking, I was going to do like, because I'm obsessed with Harry Potter right now. A Harry Potter collection, each house.
Yeah.
And then Fire, Earth, Wind, Airbender.
Wait, the name is called Love
Pua? Yeah. So that's the name of my small business. And on Instagram, it's lovepua.shop.
Perfect. Everybody go follow
it.
She doesn't even need to post anything yet. Show her some love.
Because the name of your business is like not specific to what you make, you can really do whatever you want.
I was thinking of like maybe eventually clothes.
Oh my God.
Like, what? Or, like, oh, I don't know, expanding into, like, accessories. She says food. I'm very into accessories right now.
She's onto something.
I don't know. You know, these are just, like, aspirations and dreams that I'm currently having just because I'm bored in the house.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. And I'm in the house. Put your creativity to something, you know?
Yes. I'm like, if it's really successful, like, what if this is your full time?
And you can that would be perfect because I really don't want to have to get a real job.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
What do you mean? This is a real job.
Having a small business is high key a real job, bro.
I just saw something and it was like, because like we're like low key millennials, but like kind of Gen Z.
We're in the middle.
Yeah, we're in the cusp.
Yeah,
we're right in, we're in the middle.
It's like I saw something where like I'm a millennial and like how am I supposed to get a job from a 9-to-5 job and work that for the next 40 years of my life? Like, I can't do that. I can't work for the next 40 years of my life. And all my coworkers are like, I've been here for 20 years. Like, I can't imagine myself like that. And I was like, shut up. Me, I can't imagine myself working a 9-to-5 for 40 years. Like, I don't even want to work.
Yeah.
Thank goodness my mom, she don't listen. So, you know, anyways, I don't want to work. but also, like, how am I going to survive?
Yeah.
So if this thing becomes, like, a thing. And, like, if it's something that I enjoy, who knows? 2020 has just been so weird that, like, it just makes me think. Anyway.
Yeah, I really does. I think it's, like, the fact that, you know, we've just been in our homes and, like, kind of restricted. Like, it really just has, like, my creative juices flowing and stuff.
Also, I'll just put it out there. I don't think law school. I know I mentioned going to law school and I've been studying for it. But I'm thinking about it more and I don't think that's the move right now.
Your path.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I want to be in law school, you know? So, we'll see. That it's on the back burner right now. Eventually, if I do end up deciding to go, I'll go, you know?
Luckily, you study, you know? You're put in a position to, like, still take your LSAT.
Yeah. Like, that's not going to hurt me if I don't go, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, how was y'all's week?
Pretty good. I've been preparing for this costume. At first I was just gonna do it just like a simple costume for this, and then this top came in, which wasn't supposed to, because, you know, we live in Hawaii. It takes forever to ship. Came in, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go full force and this is gonna be my actual costume for Halloween. So catch me
on the gram
on Halloween in this. Yes, on the gram as well. But most of my time has been making these friendship bracelets because they take forever.
Let's start doing that.
This is for this
costume. Oh, because she always wears them.
Alyssa, you should have told me because I have some that I've made before. Yes, it's outside because I use it. It's the same thread for embroidering, so it's outside. But I have choked.
Oh, I bought a whole last.
Oh my god! Like, oh my friendship
bracelet.
Why did you just buy the already made friendship
bracelet?
Because they were too expensive and they didn't have them in store, so I'd have to ship it and it would.
Wow, I kind of love that you made it though.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's hilarious.
I have this chevron design. Like 2012. I have this super cool like macrame.
Cute.
This knotted one.
And you're doing like different kinds.
Make us friendship.
Yes, I am. Definitely. Give me the colors. I have every color, not even joking, of the rainbow.
Surprise us.
Black, white, surprise gold, us. Silver.
Surprise me with green.
I will. Oh, amazing. Oh, I got multiple greens.
Surprise her with the multiple greens.
Multiple shades of green.
Amazing. I'm going to do that. So that's what I've been doing this week. I've been keeping myself love busy that. With.
Yeah. Wow, that's a. Big all of my
that's like my childhood dream.
Yes, I know, it was low-key mine too. I was like, do you want this one?
Or
do you
want this small one? I was like, oh my god, this one. The colors? I'll pay you for your service.
No need.
This is what happens when we have adult money.
So cheap. We spend it on friendship.
We spend it on stuff that we like are nostalgic about.
Exactly. So
like my week has been
preparing for Julie.
So a couple weeks last week, I went to a pumpkin patch. And it was this, like, really cute, like, Japanese-owned pumpkin patch. And they always have, like, Hello Kitty shit at their pumpkin patch. I'm 23. Dude, I need to buy Hello Kitty pins? No.
No.
But did I buy a pack of 5 Hello Kitty pins?
Cute.
Absolutely. And they're so cute. Look at that.
I like that pink scented melody? One at the top.
Oh my god. It just, they look scented, yeah. But they're not.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
Spray them with your perfume.
It's like the adult money going to nostalgic things. Really? Yeah, Brandy has a Hello Kitty. Oh my god, that's so freaking cute.
It came in this pack. I'll mail it to you. Because there's so much.
Oh my gosh.
Did you buy that on Amazon?
Yeah.
And you have butterfly clips.
We're She's really living it. It came together. Right now. That's another thing. But y'all know this. I love online shopping. I spend like at least 4 hours a day scrolling through things. Do I buy it? Yes. Do I buy it sometimes? Okay. No.
Also, my week has been, that's like, cool. Trying to find stuff to make my, like, actual Halloween costume.
Ooh, what are you going to be for actual Halloween?
Since this comes out already. Yeah. I'm going to be Lara Croft.
In November.
Oh, what? Tomb Raider.
Oh.
Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. You know what I'm saying? Little Angelina Jolie moment.
Yes.
I'm being, mm-hmm. Obviously, we are in a pandemic, so I will be being safe, like always. But I also have an antibody. You already know it's good. Sorry. But real life. So I have to make a gun holster for my legs.
Interesting. So that what you're going to do?
So I like went. I tried to order on Amazon. And it was like out of stock until November 1st. Ugh. And I was like, okay, well.
Oh, I no.
You know I need it. So I was like walking around too. Walmart. I literally, November 1st, like, that's past Halloween. Why the heck am I going to need this thing? I was, like, walking around Walmart. I was like, I can just make it with elastic. Like, I'll sew elastic together to make it. Went to Walmart. They don't have black elastic. I was like, okay, I'll go to Joann's. As I'm walking, I see dog collars.
Did you get a black one?
I got a large one to fit around my waist. I was in the middle of Walmart putting dog collars around my body. If you gotta somebody get saw me, they were like, here. What is this, like, girl, like, into? Like, this is weird. But I got a large one for my waist and 2 medium ones for my legs.
Wait, you fit a large dog collar around your waist?
Yeah.
There's a large collar.
That would be a big-ass dog, Sarah.
I know.
Okay, but you know how it adjusts?
Yes. Yes.
It's on the last. It's, like, on the last
adjustment. But still, what dog has that size neck?
But it's still... I know.
My dog had like a size neck. She was a large.
I'm not that small. I'm a size 25 waist, so it's not like that small.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, anyways.
The medium ones fit around my thigh. So I was like, this is going to work. And then I just bought felt, and I'm just going to like hand sew like a pouch to make it look like like a thing. When I got this dollar leash, a dollar collar at Walmart, and it had a buckle, and it had everything I needed on it. So, I'm just saying, like, I'm such a MacGyver, and I was so proud of myself.
See, I'm telling you, we don't spend a lot of money on these Halloween costumes. We make it ourselves.
We literally make it ourselves. Like, I can't. And I told my boyfriend, I was like, do you need me to make you something? Because, like, I could do it.
What
like,
is he going to be?
Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
A couple costumes.
Yeah, at first he wanted to be Trixie and Timmy Turner, but then I was like, cute. But, like, imagine, like, us being, like, badass, you know?
Well, you could have wore your white Doc Martens. But...
I was going to be actually Trixie for Halloween, and then I was like, fine, we can do it. And then I was, like, on Pinterest, and he was, like, looking at my phone, I was on Pinterest, and then we passed this people who were Lara Croft and Indiana Jones, and we were like, wait a second. Like, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also went to a drive-in. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It just, like, took forever for the movie to start. And also, the movie Carrie original, weird. Like, it wasn't scary. Mm-hmm. It was just weird.
I don't think I'll ever watch it, so.
It's so strange. I was like, this is, I guess, like, an 80s horror film. And, like, in 80s horror films, there's, like, weird nudity scenes. So, like, that also was weird.
Imagine if there's kids. Oh my gosh.
I know. It would have been so weird. There was just like bush all over the screen like for the entire time. It was just so weird. But yeah, so that's how my week was. Speaking of bushes, No Shave November.
Yes. I was about to say
what that. A lead way.
What are your thoughts on No Shave November?
I'm November. Just shave whenever you want kind of a girl. So yeah. No Shave November doesn't really like I don't know. When I was in high school, like, we participated in, like...
I also participated.
You know, because I was, like, a big... I think that was, like, a huge, kind of big thing when we were in high school.
Yeah. And we all went to private school, so we all had to wear, like, either shorts or skirts.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, like, it was kind of funny. And we're... I was a paddler.
Sorry, except Elliot. She was lucky. She didn't have to wear a uniform.
I had to wear a uniform, but we really? Didn't do No Shave November.
I feel like you and my friends...
I feel yeah. like it was different, because... I don't know.
I've never... I don't know.
We just did it to mess around.
I don't know why we didn't do it. Maybe they did, and I just like wasn't.
I mean, nobody
of it.
Really
no shave so much throughout the year.
I don't know
that. Like, I don't think about it. November.
Wait, that is that's me. Right,
that's me too. Especially also in college, I would if I did shave. Even sometimes I didn't. If I did, it yes. would be my kneecaps
because
and
we
my
always,
ankles.
We always wore like ripped jeans on the knees,
folded up a little bit.
Yeah, by our ankles because we always wore like long pants or leggings because it was so cold yeah. all the time.
I wouldn't shave until like my jeans would start pulling at my leg hairs. That hurt.
That's when I was like, I need to do something.
I literally went months without shaving my legs. I couldn't even tell you how long I went, but.
You also
it's normal.
Kind of, I don't know if this is TMI to share, but you also have very like fine, light hair, leg hairs.
Me? Not really. Oh.
Who has light hair?
I have thick.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah,
see
like
it.
You can tell. My
thick.
What?
Oh, I don't shave my armpits. I don't really care.
Yeah,
that's not really TMI, but I mean, that's a bin thing. Yeah, I don't shave my armpits. I mean, I will like shave my armpits every once in a while, but it's not like. The hair down there. That's a different story. But the hair on my armpits doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, same.
Like it bothers like some women and they just think it's like disgusting. Like it's normal.
In the words quoted from my favorite movie.
It's your body.
Hair. I would personally like to talk about bald hair.
I thought it was Voltaire.
Oh.
Voltaire. Yeah, wait, hair. Voltaire?
Oh, shut up.
Voltaire.
Is it not just
oh,
hair?
Voltaire. It's a preface.
It's a preface moment.
To preface this.
To
preface this, Brandy's favorite movie is The Princess Diaries.
Whatever, hair or no hair, who cares?
she said, <"Quote." laughs> I know.
She's gonna
I
make
really
it up.
Thought it was hair, Voltaire, bald hair. Oh my god. My whole life.
What if
oh, I don't know.
I thought it's Voltaire. It's
Voltaire.
Because
who the heck is
I thought it was Voltaire
in class,
well.
And that's what they're talking
yeah.
about.
But they're talking about her hair.
No, yeah, so that she's saying, like, would she rather talk about Mia's hair or Voltaire? She'd rather talk about Voltaire.
Oh.
Bald hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Brad, no, I mean, love when I was younger, that. I definitely thought that's what she was saying. But I
just
like
never thought to look it up or like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I think it's because when I listen to things, it just stays in my head. Like whatever, you know, when I first hear it, it like is in my head.
I feel that. That's what makes me mess funny. Up when like I sing along
yeah.
to songs. Because
oh,
I have
yeah.
the set
oh,
lyrics in my head.
Time. Yeah.
And they're wrong. So
mm-hmm.
the artist is wrong.
And then someone corrects you and you're yeah. And no, someone corrects you,
I'm
and
right.
you're like, no. I'm right. Also, with November, did we make this up or did Kayla make it up? But sometimes I think we did No Drink November.
I don't remember participating in No Drink November.
Oh, I 100% didn't participate because
yeah,
that's it's my birth
it.
Month. Did we make it up?
Yeah. I don't know where
Who
I remember that?
That
for some reason. I know Kayla did that 1 year. She did No Drink November. But I don't think she made it past a week.
We love you, Kayla. We love you, Kayla.
I don't think
Kayla.
So. I don't
we love
remember
you.
100%. Yeah, we love you, Kayla. But I don't think I remember her saying, I remember someone saying No Drink November. And then I remember Kayla was participating in it.
I literally only remember No Shave November.
No, yeah. That's
would you ever participate in a No Drink November?
Probably not.
Would yeah, if I had
I mean,
to,
I could.
Especially now, like where we're not really like
out and about.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I have a story.
Please tell.
Also, I would never participate in No Drink November if I don't want to drink. I just want to drink, whatever. Anyways, this past week, I was just you know kicking it with some of my friends and like. Tell me why I got so plastered. And I had what two did you white claws, and I felt fine. And then I took a 6-second pull of a bottle of Jameson, and then I was done. And that net, like, I used to be a tank. Like, that didn't bother me at all.
I feel like because we're, our bodies are just not acclimated anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drinking.
And it really, it was so bad. Yeah. I skipped, like, the fun part of drunk, and was just like, it was 0 to 100 zero so to 100 quickly. It was really bad, and I, like, haven't been like that in literally forever. It was definitely embarrassing, though, because, you know? But
yeah, my body can't bounce back the way I used to when I was 12.
Period.
Dang, that's crazy.
Even though I don't know what you're doing.
I don't
12.
Even remember now time I had a sip of alcohol. Like, that's, oh, I do remember. It was with you guys on Zoom. Yeah, whatever the last time we drank, really? Was the last time I drank.
Okay, let's play a game. I thought we'd introduce a new game. I took it from another podcast. Sorry. But it's called Burst of Firsts. And so basically what this is we have a bunch of firsts, or we ask a bunch of firsts, and everybody would just kind of rapid fire, just say their answer. And if one thing is worthy of an explanation, then we can stop and talk about it for a little bit. Okay. First, cell phone. I had a Nextel.
I had a little phone. Verizon Samsung flip phone with a little MP3 player on the outside.
What?
I had a, you know, like, it was, like, Singular before AT&T.
Singular wireless. Yes,
so I had, like, a Singular, and they call it Go phones. So I had a Go phone, and it was a flip phone. It was either that, or I had, like, a brick Nokia.
I had a, like, Verizon flip phone. I had it in fourth grade, and I was only allowed to call my grandparents and my parents, so.
I only had my house, my parents, and my siblings.
Yeah, I was. If I like called anybody else, texted anybody else, I would get in trouble. All
right, first kiss.
Oh, like,
I can. Dude, I had more. It was right before my freshman year of high school, at Palisades Community Park, after summer fun. I was a junior leader with my little summer boo.
My little boo thing.
Yeah. And it was then a very, like cute One Direction summer love. Yeah.
Was it a peck, or was it like a we making out?
It was in between. Like, it wasn't down and dirty, but it wasn't like a little rabbit kiss either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, no regrets. Mm. Memories.
Mine was in sixth grade, you know, to my sixth grade boyfriend.
Yeah, girl.
Air quotes, yeah. Boyfriend.
I think my first kiss was in preschool, but I don't really count that. Yeah,
I had a preschool one, but we don't.
Yeah,
that's like nothing.
Yeah. So, my first kiss was 17, and it was not a peck. It was very weird. It was in front of my house. My mom saw me through my window. All right, next.
mine. I don't know. I remember, so my first kiss was preschool, and both me and my friend liked the same boy. What's up, Sterling? I don't know what you're doing, but hi. And I'm pretty sure we both kissed him at some point in our time. At Kamaana Kids. Get that. And then I think that's the first kiss I can ever remember, but then like an actual kiss, I was probably in middle school. I don't know what grade it was, but it was middle school, and it was with a Mililani boy, because I would always hang out with the Mililani boys.
Say his name.
No, I won't. I only will say Sterling's name because he probably has no idea last name? I exist.
Oh, is he how?
I have no idea.
I think we talked about this before, but first concert.
American Cheetah Idol. Girls.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jason Derulo.
It was like when he first came out with, like, he only had two songs out, and he sang like them twice.
Oh yeah, he sang the acoustic and the regular.
Or your first, my first, whatever. My first ticket got pulled over by a motorcycle cop when I was 17 for running a red light, even though I did it, but it's fine. I cried after.
Did you have to pay? Like, what kind of ticket? Like, ones where you have to pay?
Yeah, I didn't get a warning. He gave me a flat out $350 ticket for running a red light. I was 17 and I was late to school. I was literally in my school uniform and I thought he was going to be like really nice about it. And I had my little brother in the car, like, and he was like, no, you shouldn't have red light. Even though I didn't, and the car next to me definitely did, but I was just an easier target, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I got to school, and then everybody was like, yo, were you on this street, and was this cop, did the cop look like this, and did he have a motorcycle? I was like, yes. He was like, he pulls over people all the time over there, and I was like, well, this is the first time, and it sucks that it was me.
The first and only ticket I've gotten is, I want to say, sometime in high school, and I was driving all the way to Hawaii Kai to meet up with my boyfriend at the time, and I was just rolling. And those motorcycles, they're just hiding on the side waiting for somebody to just roll by. And I braked. You know when you see the cop and you brake like right after? And you brake right after. So I'm rolling, and I forget how fast I was going, but it wasn't that fast, but I guess it was enough for me to get a ticket. And yeah. Ooh. I remember it was $146. My mom was just like, this is your lesson. But they were also laughing at me. They were like, hey, Alyssa got a ticket. And then I never got a ticket ever since.
To get one.
Oh, knock on wood, sister.
Yeah.
All yeah, right, I knock also on that never wood. Gotten a ticket.
Oh, knock on wood. I have multiple parking tickets. I got tickets.
A parking ticket before.
Oh. Yeah, multiple all... parking
tickets. Oh, yeah, well, I got a parking one, but it was, like, really dumb. It was at the Dome. I paid for a parking pass. I had one, but Arizona, you only need a front license?
Yes.
Or back?
Back.
Okay, you only need a back. And so I put on the back one, and I forgot to take off the front one, which was on from California, from the girl that I bought before. Oh. And I reverse parked. And so when they go around to check license plates, because that's how they check parking passes now, they inputted the California one instead of the Arizona one. And so it showed up that I didn't have
I wouldn't even have paid.
Pass. I got it appealed.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Parking tickets don't really count. I meant, like, driving tickets. But, like, I feel like everybody gets, like, a dumb parking ticket here and there, you know?
For sure.
I've only ever had warnings. Wow.
Iconic. And lock on wood.
Yes. Good for you.
Like, y'all were in there the time I got... My first time ever getting pulled over. That was my first and only time I've ever gotten pulled over is with you guys.
Oh,
yeah, that's why I was like literally freaking out and crying when we got back.
Alyssa has been in the car when I got pulled over as well. I was so mad. I
literally don't want
to talk to the cop. I was so upset. I did California stop at the stop sign though, but like still.
First sleepover.
Does cousins count?
Yeah, let's not count.
No, not family related. My first sleepover, I want to say it was probably China's house. One of my oldest friends. Hi, China, love you. But if it wasn't that, then it was definitely, it was a co-ed sleepover. I would
have never been allowed.
Me either.
Yeah, it was in elementary school. The parents were home. It was totally fine. But yeah, that's how one of my friends' birthdays always happened, because we were all friends. So it would turn into a day thing, and it would be a sleepover that day, and then we would go home. It was fun.
My first was in fourth grade, and my dad was still super protective and like skeptical about sleepovers and stuff. But because it was my first year at Palisades Elementary, and I was invited to a girl's birthday sleepover, like, my mom was like, come on, like, she's trying to make new friends, like, and, like, make closer friends or whatever. And they lived in Palisades. Like, she lives, like, 2 minutes from me. And it was, like, 10 girls. And it was, like, a super, like, planned out party and stuff. Still friends with her. Hi, Sierra, if you listen. But, yeah, that was my friend. It was, like, a little pajama. There was a pajama contest and, like, pizza making and all kinds of things.
My first sleepover, I believe the first one I can remember, I was in fourth grade, like my first, and it was like my best friend. I'll sleep over her house all the time, and she'll sleep over my house all the time. But yeah,
mine is a shocker. The first time I slept over at somebody's house was I was 19. It was my best friend Jordan. What's up, girl? But my mom just like wouldn't not let me sleep over at other people's houses, so everybody would always sleep over at my house.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like I've used to have like sleepover birthday parties, sort of like people would like come sleep over at my house, but I was never allowed to sleep over theirs. Yeah, and if I did go to a sleepover party, my mom would pick me up right before I was supposed to go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what, she's just, like, very protective in that sense, but, yeah.
Like, low-key, it's kind of, like, it is a little skeptical, like, low-key.
Yeah.
A little bit, but.
And even more so nowadays, but.
I think nowadays it's a little more, like, who's going
to
be there? Who are
their parents? I need to meet them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly what my mom was, like, questioning the entire time. Your first time throwing up from drinking too much alcohol.
I knew this was coming.
The first time I was 18, me and Leah, what's up, Leah? We just had way too much alcohol in one night, and we both threw up the next morning next to each other in stalls.
Friendship. If that's not this, friendship, I don't want it.
This girl came in, she's like, do you girls want Tums? And we were like, yeah. So she both gave us Tums, and Leah and I threw up again.
Drugs.
No, it was Tums because we saw like the thing, but it was hilarious. Yeah, that was my first time throwing up. 18. Too much vodka.
For the listeners out there, that is why Sarah doesn't like Tums or orange juice.
Yes,
we had a wine game night.
I know. I forgot. That
night. I told you.
So did I. I forgot. Also,
it was just us girls and Hoku, and we had a game night. We played Jenga. We drank wine. We had a whole box, right?
Yes,
it's like the slap the bag thing. And we drank it. Yeah, I went through so many glasses of wine that I was wine drunk, and I threw
that it was night. I think it was only you two, because I don't think Ali was drunk. I was
me and Ali Sarah
wasn't drunk. I wasn't drunk, and Hoku wasn't drunk. Well, maybe he was.
Alyssa and I were like figgity, yeah, bro.
I think I only had one glass because
I
really like the wine.
I remember
that night specifically.
We all had wine glasses, and Alyssa and I would put, like, a little bit of ice in it, but then fill the entire glass with wine. You're not supposed to fill entire glasses with wine.
Yeah. And we had,
like, at least five glasses.
You two basically drank the whole bag. Mm-hmm.
The next morning, we had to work concessions, and I almost threw up in the back. And then you guys kept walking, and I was, like, standing over, like, the trash can because I was like, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to... I can't do it.
And then weren't you guys like offering medicine or something, like I don't know what it was, and I was like, I can't do it,
because I was like taking Advil every 6 hours because I was gonna die.
One, I'm allergic to that, and two, I couldn't take pills at the time.
I think my first time was my 21st.
Oh my god.
Because like I definitely drank before, but I can't think of a single time that I drank enough to throw up until that night. Yes, what an honor.
Oh my gosh, that was in my bathroom.
What an honor.
My bathroom was basically the community bathroom. Everybody
it was because it was the cleanest.
The bathroom, they would use mine.
It was the cleanest.
Yeah, it never
Alyssa's restroom. Mm-hmm. Alyssa's restroom was the smallest, so it was easier for her to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first.
Wow.
What a night. It's been an honor. Wow. Thank you.
It's been an honor.
I think I was fed toast.
Thanks for visiting.
Yeah.
My makeup
it's
was
really
taken.
We put toast on you. We put butter on your toast.
My makeup was taken off. Dollar bills were taken out of my bra. It was a great time.
No, wait. Didn't you wake up with it in there?
I woke up with one of them, yeah. There were two. And I think in the videos you can see it sitting in there. And then I woke up and one was still there. And then I had to walk out of the apartment in sweatpants, a random like t-shirt to sleep in, and my heels because they were my only shoes.
Bruh.
21st done right though.
So, I think your 21st was like the most fun.
Yes, I think so.
That pre-party was fun. Mm-hmm. That pre-party was fun.
I also think it was the most fun because you were like the last of us to turn 21. So we were like, finally, we can all go
celebrate.
Yeah.
My first time due to alcohol is also when I was 18, freshman year of college, Halloween weekend. If you listen to last week's episode of
4 years ago.
Five.
Holy shit. 5 years ago. No, 2015.
Five. 5 years ago, Halloween. We were at the baseball house and I just was chugging beers in Four Locals and probably like my first time actually drinking too. For real is drinking.
Okay, and that was Burst of First, everyone. Okay, we're gonna take a little break. I need to use the bathroom. And I'm gonna change because I need to save this costume for the actual day. So
Julie is clocking out.
Yes, I'm clocking out. I'll be back after the break. And we are back. So, yeah, a couple people actually asked me who are freshmen now. Oh. Either at NAU or whatever school they go to. Sorry, I don't know. They asked me, are the college years really the best years of your life? And at first I was like, heck yeah, it is. And they were kind of bummed because of the time we're in now and they aren't in college. Oh. So they aren't experiencing college things. And I really thought about it. I was like, actually, it's the best years of your life are the years that you make it the best years of your life. Yeah. It's not anything. But I was telling them all about college and how much fun we were having. And I said for them not to be discouraged, just to really make it what they want college to be. And yeah, I wanted to bring it up with you guys, what you guys thought. Maybe we can debunk it, or maybe it was the best years of our lives.
I honestly don't really like the phrase best years of our lives, only because like I think every experience we go through is just something different that like adds to our experience as a whole. So I feel like I can't necessarily say it was some of the best years of my life because we also have so many years to live, you know? And, like, we have so much life to live left, so.
Maybe, like, in that moment.
Yeah.
It felt like it was the best years of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, something that you should take into consideration. Like, because, I mean, we reminisce a lot about college because it was honestly really fun, but like not to like look into the future or look into the past, but like look in the moment that you are currently in, like in your life, and make that the best years of your life, you know?
I think every part was good in its own way.
Yeah.
So like they were all the best, but for different reasons.
It is what you make of it, because some people, do you guys remember when, I don't know if you guys, your schools did this, but we had these alumni forums, or when students came in to the school, we would talk to them and they would ask questions. Mm. They'd be like, the first question usually is like, what are classes like or something? And then right after that, the second question is, what are parties like? What is the spots to go to? And in my head, I'm like, wow, you guys really, that's all you care about? You're going to school. It's not just going there to waste your time, because that's what you're doing if that's all you're thinking about. So what are some maybe pros and cons of college, or what people should expect?
I think what also will like make college like pretty fun and stuff is like the people you surround yourself with. My first year of college, I had like a pretty close-knit friend group. But, like, also, like, there are some people who, like, weren't, like, helping me grow as a person. The people that you surround yourself with, like, makes your experience.
Yeah.
Because, you're not home with your family and stuff. Like, you're on your own, and, like, these people become your family. So, like, I guess that's, like, something that you should, like, be mindful of. And
it also plays a factor into one of our past episodes. It was called No Regrets, right, Alyssa?
Probably.
Yeah, so we talked about, like, friendships and, like, growing out of friendships and, like, kind of learning from what we've learning from each other. And I think going up to what Brandy said, it's, like, important to, like, know that, like, personal growth is, like, so vital when you're, like, in college and when you are living on your own. So, it's to be honest, the way I see it is, like, it's okay to be a little selfish, you know? Like, ultimately, you're going to college for yourself. You're going to get a degree, but like, it's also good when you find like your group of friends and you guys all like kind of mesh well and vibe.
And I know it's probably different for college students now and for everyone in general, but maybe that could be a con now. It's harder to make these like bonds and relationships like over a camera unless you already know the person.
Okay, we say that, but then, you know, I'd be seeing these like little TikToks of these college kids in Zoom that they'd be shooting their shot. They'd be making them full screen and then make TikToks and somebody would respond to them. I'm like, wow, this is like
and they reply back.
Technology at its finest.
What I notice now is that like it's not hard to make friends in class, but it's harder to like get past the need or like get past the feeling that you need to keep up that professionalism. Like, you know how when you're in school, like you can make your side comments and then you kind of get the feel of the person, like how far you can joke with them and stuff like that. But like now, well, like I've known them for months now, but like we can't talk without everyone hearing, so like you can't really break that barrier unless you text on the side, but then there's nothing really that gets you to texting on the side.
Yeah,
so that's kind of weird.
So like there's people that I'm definitely like friends with now, but it's still not like it can't go past a certain point. And I mean that could also just be because it's grad school and a lot of people are like adults. But yeah, that online barrier just keeps it getting closer.
Interesting. We'll
see. Yeah, but I do, for people now, I do see that there are clubs on campus where our school our school specifically has a Hapa Hawaiian club. And they have been coming up with socials, whether you're in Flagstaff or you can also chime in on Zoom. I think you can take really good advantage of that, of different clubs, different schools doing that. And that's how you can get connected there.
Yeah,
no shame in that.
Guest speakers now, because all they have to do is hop in your Zoom call.
Yeah, that's so
cool. My little brother earlier today was like literally sitting in a forum. My little brother's in college. He's a junior. He was like sitting in a forum and they had like a whole guest speaker and everything. And he was like, oh yeah, there's only like 17 people in this. So I was like, that's crazy that like now what you would do in person is like so much easier to do for other people via Zoom.
Me and my cohort group members are in like, some people are in a Among Us GroupMe group chat. To like play together,
heck yeah!
Because we've never met, but like we're literally talking to each other multiple times a week. So we're trying to like find things to bond.
Oh, I love that!
It's time to learn.
Yeah, but even though if like you are on Zoom University and still trying to like want to rebel, just go to class. Like going to class on Zoom is the easiest thing.
Ugh. Yeah.
Because when we were in college, we physically had to go into class, but
yeah, that was hard. 8 a.m.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's a tip. Don't pick an 8 a.m. class because you won't wake up.
Even though you say in high school you woke up at 6:30 to go to school at 8 or whatever, it's different.
I mean, I had no choice when it came to 8 a.m. just because I'd rather do an 8 a.m. lab that's 3 hours than a 6 p.m. lab that's 3 hours because you finish at 9.
I did the 6 p.m. lab.
I could never.
It sucked.
I'd rather not. Yeah. It's fun.
Maybe that's like a...
Walking, going to classes, like how you see in movies, you know?
Yeah.
What do you have next? Oh, I have to take the bus to South Campus or something. Taking the bus was a hassle going from SBS all the way to North or Central.
Oh my gosh. Everybody should like experience how big universities like do stuff.
Yeah, our school isn't big, but at the same time, it's also not small.
Our school's big.
But it's not as big as like ASU, U of A, you know?
Like population-wise?
It's a small school. Population and... area
of it was different though. I feel
all
like
the classes
I feel like that. Our university was like good to the point where it was like in a cluster, you know, like we had one like huge area where all of our university was that literally buses would circulate, but like these other universities in Arizona, they're like hella separated. Like you have to cross like streets or like go like further away for your classes. Like ours were far, but it was like
Not all in, amongst like, the town. Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Not all over the town. It was, like, in one area. Yeah,
I like that. I wouldn't want to have to literally walk through the town to go to my next class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked that we lived in a college town. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. Make use of your time in college. Do everything and anything.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, with a certain extent, but
go to school. Nah, do it. Like, you live and learn.
Dude, live that free stuff life.
Go to anything that gives something free. Like
t-shirts, keychains.
Yes, t-shirts, the water bottles, there's always free stuff.
Straws.
Don't think you're too cool to go to
bucket
events.
Hats. Getting NAU merch is my favorite thing. Yes. That's free.
I want more.
Me too.
I want to order stuff.
We are esteemed alumni, if you didn't know.
More before I left.
Yeah, take advantage of that. Because basically, you get your free money. Stuff all the time.
No, take it because you pay for it.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Concerts, school concerts, go. I don't know why you wouldn't. Go to sporting events. Those are so fun.
Even if your team sucks and they lose.
Yeah, big facts.
Like, I think it was just fun.
Yeah, go to support. And I think because we also knew some people on the team, so we were like, yeah, that's my friend. We know them.
This isn't really a big tip, but this is a tip that I feel like you should use in your daily life. Use a planner.
I saw a meme today, or it was like a tweet meme, and it was like, the worst thing I bought in 2020 was a 2020 planner.
That's really actually true. Like, I barely used mine this year, but like, when you're in college, stay on top of your assignments, use your planner, use your schedule, use your calendar,
especially with online classes.
Yes,
I almost failed a class because I didn't know there was a whole thing that I was supposed to do weekly.
Like, and you forget.
Yeah, I was doing one thing, like we had assignments, but then there was also those, was it like McGraw-Hill, like online quizzes kind of
thing? Oh my god, yes.
I didn't know we had to do those. Like, I don't know how I missed it, but I like busted my butt and ended up with a B.
Read your syllabus. Those are important.
Read your syllabus.
Especially if you think you're going to miss a day, please look at your syllabus.
Yes. As much as you hate them, like, and your professor says, like, oh, you have to read your syllabus, like, actually read it.
Like, not everything, but look at that schedule, look at that calendar,
look at the point system.
Yes, all you college goers, you're killing it, sweetheart.
Finish.
You really are. Finish. I continue with school, go to class,
ask for help if you need it,
don't be discouraged because the world has changed. Make use of this time. Adapt. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Word.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We can be found at grove.girls. And also our personals are on there as well, so you can follow those. Follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications, and leave a 5-star review if you like listening to us go on and on and on about everything and nothing at the same time. But yeah, so we'll be back next week because that's how podcasts work. And yeah, shout out to my co-hosts because I love y'all so much. And thank you for coming back every single week because you guys don't have
She said Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. Welcome to the month of November.
We're not at that episode
November, and I'm thankful.
Yes, I am thankful. This podcast wouldn't be anything without all of
Word.
You. Really, truly. She's like, yeah, hello. But yeah, thank you, everybody. And you will hear from us next week.
Bye. Peace out.